In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ our Lord says, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. And indeed, you are free. But this is not a freedom to do as you please. For the one who practices sin is a slave to sin. To do as we please, which is to give in to our sinful nature, is therefore the opposite of the freedom for which Christ sets us free. For if we do as we please, we will follow the desires and the impulses of our heart and mind, and we will give in to temptation after temptation, sin after sin, and we will find ourselves with shackles upon our feet and our hands, dragged down to the depths. For our sinful flesh says to us that nothing is off limits as long as it makes you happy. You know that which comes from our hearts and minds is sinful. You know that we do not turn towards the things of God, but turn towards the things of the flesh. And so this freedom that Christ gives, we must not abuse. For the freedom that Christ gives is not the ability to do whatever we want, but it is the freedom, the ability, the permission to say no to ourselves, to deny our passions. It is our very sinful desires, to reject our sinful nature and our own flesh. It is a freedom completely contrary to the world's. It is a freedom that is unknown by the world. Because if you listen to the culture, if you listen to everyone around you, freedom really is this idea that you can do whatever you want. Live how you want. Do what you want to do. Who is anyone else to tell you no? This freedom that Christ gives, this freedom which is true freedom, is contrary to what society and the world will tell you. For the freedom of the world is really enslavement. If something you desire something, you will do it. You are enslaved to your desires, enslaved to your sinful flesh. Who are you to tell yourself no? When you're hungry, who are you to tell yourself no, that even though you're married, this other woman makes you happy? That is the freedom of the world, and that is not the freedom of Christ. That is the freedom that is being proclaimed everywhere, that is being taught to our children and the younger generations in our world to be their true self, to live an authentic life, to be who you want to be. These slogans sound good, but they are rallying cries of slavery to sin that leads to nothing other than eternal death. And this is not even just out there in the world, it is in our own churches. In our own synod, where we hear all this talk about finding your passion, follow your passion, discern God's will for you, by what makes you happy. And I will tell you, I certainly do not need to find my passion. I know right where that old devil is. And by the grace of God, he is being kept on a chain, and he does not need to be found, much less even let loose. If I had it my way, I would put him to sleep forever. And one day he will be. But for now, I and you are like Paul. There is something of a thorn in the flesh, a messenger of Satan, who reminds us that we are not pure, that we are not in control, and we do not want good things. So I need every ounce of grace that Christ has, and every bit of goodness that his law teaches, and every threat of the law, and every instruction to keep me from giving in to my passions, from abusing that freedom that Christ has so graciously given me. Because if I do not, I will likely not be in the ministry. I will likely not even be married, and even worse, I will not even be a Christian. And since nothing has befallen me that is not common to man, I'm confident in saying this is true of you as well, that you should not indulge your passions either. You should drown them with daily repentance and contrition and call upon the Holy Spirit and the Holy Trinity as a remembrance that you are indeed baptized, that your passions, that old Adam within you, has been thrust down deep into the waters of Christ. And a new man, a new Adam, Christ himself, is raised up in you and strikes down that inner dog of our old flesh. Because Christ has set you free. For freedom, not for slavery. Freedom from your own desires. Because you are not a slave any longer. You are free. You are free to leave that old dog we call Adam alone, to leave him chained and muzzled, and to live the life that God has called you to do. You are free in the most un-American freedom imaginable. The freedom Christ gives you is the freedom to live an unfulfilled life. You don't need to accomplish what the world can see and care about. You are free not to get rich, not to travel the world. You are free not to do what you want and love to do. Instead of worrying and striving to live life to the fullest, you are free to pick up a cross and follow Christ. Because it is not all about your own will. It is not about your glory, but it is about the Father's will and His glory. And His glory comes about by the crosses that He puts upon His sons. The servant, we know, is not above his master, so why do we think our life will be any different than the life of Christ? Ask yourself, did God the Father desire Jesus to be happy? Of course not. He wanted His Son to be obedient and faithful. He wanted His Son to do what needed to be done. And He sent Him to make atonement for the sins of the world by the very hard, unhappy, gruesome, grueling work of being tortured and killed. By the work of even being forsaken in hell by His own Father to redeem us. The passion of Jesus Christ is not what He was passionate about doing. It is not the thing that He loves to do. It is His suffering and it is His sorrow. It is precisely proclaiming who He loves. And who does God love? Who does Christ love? He loves His Father. He fulfills His will. He loves the world. He lays down His life to win it. And for you, He is left unfulfilled, forsaken, stricken, despised, and dead. And if this is how God, what God desires for His own Son, what do you think He wants for you, O Son of God? He is not interested in your happiness as men count it. He is not interested in your fulfillment and self-actualization, but He is interested in you being virtuous, in picking up your cross and following Him, not following all of your passions. He is interested in your faith, your praise, and your confession. And He has given you this place so that you would hear His word, receive His sacrament, and that you would prepare yourself for eternity. He has given you this place so that you would be forgiven, fed, and kept for Him, so that you might experience true freedom. Because the world is chasing after everything like a dog chasing a car. But they will never be satisfied. No matter how hard you try, you can never climb enough mountains. You can never have enough gold. You can never do enough things. But there is a remarkable peace and satisfaction in being the man or woman that God has called you to be, in the mundane and the boring reality of your own vocation. Knowing that all of this is temporary. Knowing that you are on the cusp of eternity. And if eternity is yours, you will not miss out on anything. Freedom, the freedom Christ gives, is the freedom to let God be God and to be true to Him instead of true to yourself. This is the freedom for which Christ died. This is the freedom that the Son gives to you. And if the Son has set you free, then you are free indeed. And so there is no rush. There is no panic in the Church of Jesus Christ because we are made for eternity. You don't need to get it all done here and now. You don't have to do it all. Death is not the end of your experience. You cannot live life to the fullest on this side of eternity anyways. That is a satanic lie that leads to despair. But you can taste it. You can taste and glimpse an abundant life in Christ, in His Word, and in the sacrament. Because there is the Son setting you free. In the next life, that is where life is truly lived. Life in the presence of the Lamb who was slain, yet who lives. Life lived in the goodness of creation, without any lack, without any sickness, without any pain. But even now, on this side of glory, we know Christ lives, and that we are free in Him. We are free from the accusations of the law. So what if our churches fail? So what if we lose all of our stuff? What if we are failures here and now? Who cares if we are tortured and killed as Christ was? So be it. You just sang it in Luther's marvelous Reformation hymn. And take they our life, good, fame, child, and wife. Though this all be gone, our victory has been won. The world, sin, death, and your sinful flesh cannot win. Even if it takes all that you have from you, they still lose. Because our victory has already been won. That is what it means that the kingdom ours remaineth. That we are made for eternity. The kingdom is yours. You are free to be unhappy. You are free to be dissatisfied, sick, or sad. You are free to be dysfunctional, small, insignificant. You don't have to be clever or talented. You don't have to be famous, powerful, or wealthy. You don't need all the experiences of this world. You don't. Because you have eternity before you. You have Christ. You are free. Do not follow your passions. Do not be a slave to them. Christ has set you free. Follow Him. In Jesus' name, Amen.